Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Greetings from Fanatics Fest 2025. Woo! It's good to be back. Evan and Tiki live for the next 4.5 hours on a beautiful summer afternoon in New York City. I'm going to surprise you, Tiki.
Why?
I got my anger, I got my worry, and I got my pain out of my system last night and early this morning. Here's what I say to my fellow Met fans after they get absolutely destroyed by the Atlanta Braves over the last 2 days.
Be very worried?
Is that what you're telling me to do?
I mean,
I'm the calm one. Now you're trying to freak me out again?
You just told me who's pitching today.
Well, yes, that is a problem. Lee Tidwell is pitching today. But no, today's the beginning of a new season. See, I don't know if you know this, Tiki. As a science guy the way I am, today is the beginning of the summer solstice. Okay? Today is the first real day of summer, which means it's the beginning of a new year. The Mets are tied for first place. They are playing the Philadelphia Phillies in Philly tonight. Yeah, the Mets don't exactly have the pitching edge. But let me ask you a question. When they faced Zach Wheeler and the Philadelphia Phillies a year ago in the divisional series, did they have the edge then when they used the freaking opener?
No,
they did not, and they won. So to my fellow Met fans, while things look dark and things look bad, and you should be disgusted about what happened over the last 3 days in Atlanta, this is what a pennant race looks like. They're in a pennant race. They're tied for first place. They're playing the team they're tied with. Let's freaking go.
Well, here's what also happened yesterday, Evan. The New York Yankees won. And you know why that's important.
Other than for you to get a cheap pop
no,
at the Javits Center?
No, not at all. Hold on. Everything is tied, Evan. We know this. On Friday, a week ago from today,
yeah,
it was my idea, but you guys participated in this.
It was his idea.
Evan and Sean had a debate about who was the better team, the better baseball team in New York. Mets from Evan, or was it the Yankees? And from that point on,
yeah,
the Mets and the Yankees did not win a game. They lost consecutively, both
yes.
teams. But you know what happened last night?
What?
The part of the team in that debate won a game.
Right. That's right.
7-3. So that means, if all things are being equal in the universe, that the Mets will win tonight. And maybe 7-3. Sean, you should bet that.
You already lost me money on Lindor last night, Tiki.
My bad.
I don't buy that, but I do appreciate your attempt.
I mean, what else can you pick?
You know what I buy?
Make you feel good about the Mets.
I'm going to tell you what it was. Last year, when they sucked in April and they were struggling in May, I wasn't brimming with confidence, but what I reminded my fellow Met fan is that baseball turns on a dime.
Yes.
Like, you just never know when your season's going to change. And obviously, the Mets had one of the most miraculous changes in the season you'll ever see. You know, Jorge Lopez throws his glove. They have a team meeting. They look buried. They go on this great run. They get to the NLCS. This losing streak also kind of began out of nowhere.
Yeah.
They'd won 6 in a row, and they were in full control on winning their 7th straight game at Citi Field against the Tampa Bay Rays. And it obviously turned because Mendy got conservative with Clay Holmes. He went to Paul Blackburn. The offense went 0, and they lost. And it's gotten uglier since. Right now, the Mets are doing nothing right. They're not pitching well. Mm-hmm. They're not hitting. They're not playing good defense. This isn't like the Yankees, because when the Yankees were losing, they were wasting great pitching performances.
Right,
right now, the Mets suck at everything. Like, that is the honest truth. They're bad at everything.
Well, this isn't that baseball, though, Evan.
Exactly. That's my point. And it's baseball. And that's not going to keep it up.
Well,
that's not going to remain the same for the rest of the year. Like, I was getting emails last night, Teek, in the Rico Beam email account, basically saying, we're done. This is who we are. We stink. We're awful. Does anyone actually think that?
No, I don't. But here's the
thing. Does a six-game losing streak mean that to you?
For the first third, almost now half of the season, the Mets have won with pitching.
Yes.
Right? It was absurd how good their starting pitching was. Their bullpen, which last year was a disaster, has actually been pretty good. Edwin Diaz is back to being Edwin Diaz. But they were winning because of pitching.
100%.
Now they have to find a way to win a different way.
Yeah.
And so much of that is on what Sean bet on last night, Francisco Lindor and Juan Soto and Pete Alonso, all these guys doing their part. That's what team sports are all about. In football, it's different, right? A team sport happens like in a moment, in an instant, in a game every Sunday. But in baseball, it's spread out over the course of weeks and months and ultimately a whole season. You take your turns being elite and excellent.
Yes.
And so the only thing the Mets can hope for right now is that the part of the team that they're paying a lot of money to actually starts carrying their weight like they should be carrying their
weight. And you want to know why I believe that? I said this about the Yankees, so I'll be a little consistent. When the Yankees are in that stretch of scoring five runs in six games, mm-hmm. I said they're better than this.
Right.
They're going to break out of it. Right now, you hit on it. The Met offense has been one of their biggest problems. Yeah, they're not pitching well. They're not doing anything well. But they're also not scoring any runs. They haven't scored a run in the sixth inning or later in a week and a half. Like, their offense has gone limp. And quite frankly, that's not going to last forever. And there is no more perfect place to break out of a slump like this than Philadelphia. Because for as much as Atlanta has driven us nuts over the years, the Mets have had some pretty good moments in Philadelphia. The Mets have hit in Philadelphia. The Mets have even hit Zach Wheeler at times in his career as a Philadelphia Philly. So I actually come to you with not confidence they're going to win 9 out of 11 or 10 out of 15 or don't worry, they're going to go win 7 in a row. But I have confidence that they are going to balance this thing out. They are not just going to collapse. They're not going to lose 15 in a row. The Phillies aren't going to run away with the NL East. I just think, and I was a part of this, I raised my hand, I think we get extra emotional when the Atlanta Braves kick our ass. We do. Because we got scars, man. We got scars that go back a long way. And so for the Mets to be destroyed and manhandled the way they were the last few days, it takes a toll on your self-confidence. But I sit here today and I remind my fellow Met fans, we're tied for first place. We're playing for first place against the Philadelphia Phillies, a team the Mets beat in the DS last year, and a team they swept a month and a half ago.
Right.
And so I believe.
Well, don't forget, you also had first place for a long time, to the point where Sean was saying the NL East is over.
He did say that, yes.
And then the Mets came back to earth, or maybe the Phillies just got hot, and they've stayed hot since then. They're hot right now, actually. 8 of their last 10 they've won. But
yep, without Bryce Harper, too.
Right. The Phillies got hot. They took over first place.
Yes.
And it wasn't too soon after that the Mets took it back. So, unfortunately, it's not going to be a runaway, Sean. The Mets are not running away with the NL East. I don't want to say they're not good enough, but the Phillies are just too good. And ultimately, the division games, as we saw with the Atlanta Braves, are going to come in. They're going to come and bite you here and there.
You know,
so it's about finding ways to keep yourself inches above the opponent.
And you know who?
And right now, you get a chance because you're playing them.
And you know who told you that when Sean declared the NL East over?
Was it you?
I did, because it's a pennant race. Because that's what pennant races are. And I say that negatively, I guess, when the Mets were five games up and I bet Sean the Mets will fall into second place at some point. I was the negative guy.
Oh, wait,
I'm going to be the positive guy. They're not going to fall away and lose the NL East in June or July. Now, I want to take you back to late April. It was the NFL draft. We were doing our show from American Dream. It was another great remote where we were hanging out with the people. And Sean, late in the show, said, yeah, the Mets are never going to see second place again. And I said, not as a negative Met fan, but as a realistic Met fan, you're wrong. We're going to drop into second place. Doesn't mean we're not going to win the division. It just means this isn't going to be a runaway.
I believed.
And so Sean thought he goaded me into a bet in which if the Mets went wire to wire, I was going to have to dress up like a Yankee, like with pinstripes all across my face. And I said to him, all right, well, if you lose, you got to dress up in orange and blue, which he agreed to. Obviously, the Mets fell out of first place. They then regained the lead, and then last night fell back into a tie. So it's perfect timing because today is the day Sean pays his dues, which is dressing up in orange and blue. And my favorite part about him doing that in front of all you people is not just because you get to see him dress in orange and blue. It's because we have a special guest coming up in about an hour and a half. You may have heard of this gentleman. His name is A-Rod. And A-Rod is a guy. Did I just hear booze? Is that a Yankee fan or a Met fan?
Who booed A-Rod? I want names right
Sean,
now.
Sean's going to fight.
That man's a world champion and should be treated as such.
Well, Sean loves A-Rod. And so he's going to get to meet A-Rod for the very first time dressed in orange and blue. So where's your paint? Because right now you're not dressed in orange and blue.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was doing a lot of work here at the Javits Center. I'll paint myself in front of everybody, all right?
Can you start doing that now?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I was getting ready to ask, where was the orange
and blue? I got it. Let me just
Sean is good with paying off his bets.
Despite Evan's antics, I am, yes.
Because in American Dream, he also was wearing the gold. What was that?
The Larry O'Brien.
Larry O'Brien trophy.
Ironically, I made that bet dressed as Larry O'Brien. Speaking of paying off debts, Tommy, Max Fried, Clay Holmes. What about it?
It's not looking good for you.
By the way, you know what else happened at that American Dream event? Kendrick from Suffern, our great caller, gave me this jersey. We had one jersey that I wanted, and it was the old school Walter Payton jersey, so I decided to wear it today. My idol, Walter Payton.
That looks good,
my
man.
Hero.
That is a good gift that you got.
It is a great gift.
I was like 600 feet away, and I was like, where's the WFAN set up? By the way, it's the lower floor if you head out here. And then I saw a random guy wearing a Walter Payton jersey, and I was like, I think that's Tiki Barber. Is anyone else wearing a Walter Payton jersey? And it was you! So you helped me find the WFAN setup.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Now, Sean has taken whatever shirt he was wearing off. He's got some kind of orange shirt that he's wearing.
That says Mike Keller?
This is the brewery at Citi Field. This is as close to a Met shirt as you're going to get out of
it. Mike Keller, NYC, and nothing on the back.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. So you're wearing a Met-related shirt.
Yes,
and so
because I pay off my bets, Evan.
Well, thank you. I mean, what were you yelling at me for? I didn't do anything wrong.
Can I write "Go Mets" on the back?
On the shirt?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
Why not at this point? All right, so he's taking out the blue and orange, and he will start painting himself, and I look forward to seeing that. And I do appreciate you paying off your debts. And this is not a bet I wanted to win, because when the Mets did have a 5-8 game lead over the Philadelphia Phillies in late April, as I said at the time, I wanted to be wrong. Like, I wanted the Mets to run away with it. But this is a very important reminder. The Mets are a good team. Are they a perfect team? Absolutely not. We've seen those flaws over the last couple of weeks. But the Phillies are a good team. I still think the Braves are a good team. This isn't going to be easy. Winning the National League East was never going to be a simple exercise. And anyone who thought that was either buying too much of the hype early or you forgot what pennant races are like. So tonight in Philadelphia, this is the beginning of a real pennant race. And I want to warn you, there's going to be downs. Maybe even tonight. There's a down right now, but to me it starts anew tonight because they're tied for first place and they're playing the Phillies. There are going to be downs maybe tonight, and there are going to be ups. And what we have to remind ourselves is over the course of a long baseball season, you got to ride the roller coaster.
Right.
So to my fellow Met fans, calm the F down.
It's hard to
That's
calm
my
down,
advice.
Though. This is two straight series in a row that you've lost.
I
one
get
to the
it.
Rays, one to the Braves. Obviously, both of those teams are good-ish. The Braves are under 500, but you're sparking them. The Mets have become, unfortunately, their catalyst to get back into the conversation.
You know what?
I don't think they're fully in it, but they are back in it because they swept you guys.
The Braves are a good team. They were never dead despite some of the losses they had. Was it extra painful losing to them, especially the way the Mets did? Absolutely. Was it extra painful hearing Brian Snitker after the game say it feels like we're back? So, yeah, I mean, it stinks that the Mets are basically bringing the Atlanta Braves back from the dead. But the reality is it's all right in front of the Mets. And while their pitching was naturally going to take a hit, and it has, I don't think it's this bad. Mm-hmm. I don't think every start's going to be 3 1/3 innings, five runs. I think this offense should be a lot better.
So what worries you most then? Because something has to worry you when you're that far superior in all of baseball, really, because for a while the Mets had the best record in baseball. What worries you most about this last 2 weeks?
So there are two different answers. What's bothered me the most and what I blame the most is their offense. Because this was the time of the year where the offense needed to be tagged in.
Right.
The pitching had
Gets
done
nice
such...
nice outside. Feel well, good about yourself.
Well, they've also...
Can't talk about cold hands on wood bats.
But they've
Can't
also underperformed all year. All year long, they were underperforming offensively. They would get plenty of scoring opportunities, mm-hmm. and they stunk with runners in scoring position. And I've sat here with you, whether on my podcast, saying, oh, don't worry, they'll hit. Don't worry, they'll hit. Don't worry, they'll hit. hasn't happened yet. So I'm most annoyed during this losing streak. Carlos Mendoza was asked about this last night, kind of annoyed me. They said, hey, what do you think the biggest culprit is in this losing streak? And he said, well, it's the starting pitching. And my answer to Mendy was, not that the starting pitching's been good, it hasn't, but how about the offense bail the starters out?
Right.
All year long, the starters have bailed the offense out. So that doesn't scare me the most because I still have a confidence that this will be a top of the National League offense. So I'm most pissed off that they're not scoring.
Right.
But I am most concerned about the pitching because you do have a lot of questions that have popped up. Frankie Montas is going to return to the rotation next week. Who the hell knows? Sean Manaea has missed this entire season. What is he going to be?
Right.
Clay Holmes, I'm not overly concerned yet about the workload, but you got to keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
He's already thrown more innings than he's ever thrown at the major league level.
And he fell apart at some in the middle of the game last night.
Well,
it happens. I understand
last
that.
Last night, here's
where
I look
at Clay. Pitching great until he wasn't.
I kind of disagree with you. Because in the third inning, he was kind of floating where he was a big hit away from getting beat up. The fourth inning, he was floating where he was a big hit away from getting beat up. And he made the big pitch when he needed to. The difference was in the fifth inning, he walked Baldwin when he couldn't walk him with the bases loaded. He makes one big pitch there. It's a five-inning, one-run performance.
Right.
So if that was anyone but Clay Holmes, we would not be freaking out about his workload. But because it's Clay Holmes, and it's only natural to say, hey, I wonder if the workload's getting to him. So it is the pitching that concerns me, but I have the confidence that this offense, which I think has underperformed most of the season, will show up, and they better show up. Francisco Lindor went hitless in this series in Atlanta. That can't continue.
Wow.
After the home run by Soto in the first inning in Atlanta, he didn't make an impact.
Right.
Pete Alonso didn't make an impact. It's time for this offense to step up, and I actually believe they're going to do that in Philadelphia because here's what I've learned about baseball. Just when you think you have it figured out, just when you think a team is perfect, just when you think a team sucks, they change everything. And so tonight is the kind of game the Mets escape and win. Why? Because it makes no sense. Blade Tidwell against Zach Wheeler? Makes no sense that they would win tonight. Watch, Tiki. They're winning tonight.
I feel like you're talking yourself into it.
Maybe.
You're trying to. You're going to feel good right up until game time.
You know,
and then everything else will kind of play itself out.
You know what I've realized in life?
What's that?
Last night I was angry. Last night I was pissed off. Last night I did a Rico. I wasn't happy. I woke up this morning. I wasn't happy. At about 11:30 a.m., I took a shower. I felt fresh and clean. I looked in the mirror, and I was like, man, I put a lot of weight on. I need to lose a few LBs. And I was staring at myself, and I said, I don't want to be miserable all day. And I don't believe we should be miserable all day. So some guy, as I was walking in, said, are we going to win tonight? And my answer was, when not? And then I stopped myself and said, no, don't listen to that. We are going to win tonight.
You're setting the expectation for yourself. So when you lose, you're not disappointed.
Oh, trust me, I'll be disappointed. Anytime you lose to the Phillies, you're disappointed. And let me address something else. I'm in the middle of a controversy. Carlos Mendoza, the manager of the New York Mets, I guess weeks ago agreed he was going to come to Fanatics Fest, and why wouldn't he? All you people are here. You love it. It's great. Trading cards, autographs, live shows, shooting hoops, wrestling entrances. Like, it's the place to be. So Mendy says, you know what? I'm in Philadelphia. What I'll do is I'll either leave late at night after the Mets win, and then I'll spend the morning here at Fanatics Fest. I'll head back. It's a night game. No harm, no foul.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mendy agrees to do that. I heard the story, and my first reaction is, wow, that's a lot of traveling, but God bless him. And now because the Mets are in the middle of a losing streak, I got Met fans saying, Mendy can't do that.
I think it's the opposite, Evan. I think because they're in the middle of a losing streak. When was the last time we had him on?
Exactly.
So now that he's in a losing streak, you can snap the curse or whatever it is that's causing this
and
losing streak.
And not only snap the curse, when do you want to hear from the manager of a baseball team?
Yeah, when things are going bad.
Yeah, you really want to hear it when everything's great and we're all playing footsie with each other? Screw that. I got questions for Carlos Mendoza. I do. I'm not going to be disrespectful, but I got a lot of freaking questions for him. Like why he's in love with Jared Young and he won't pinch hit for him with Starling Marte. That's a question.
Are we doing this on our show or is this the Rico Barometer?
The Rico beat, which you can see upstairs tomorrow.
Yeah, but I'm just happy because I'd be uncomfortable if I was sitting there listening to you berate the manager of your favorite team.
I like Carlos Mendoza. It's not like berating him as if he doesn't deserve to have the job. It's asking tough questions. Mm. So if Carlos Mendoza gets on his helicopter and comes to Fanatics Fest on a 7-game losing streak, I respect the hell out of him. because I've been here a long time, and I can't tell you, I won't name names, it's mean, there were a lot of players and managers who canceled interviews on losing streaks. They didn't want to come on when they were losing. So if this guy wants to come down to Fanatics Fest and, you know, spar with me for 15 minutes, God bless him. But guess what? I got a newsflash for you. He's making the trip off a win because I'm feeling good. Right, Positive Tommy?
Evan?
Yes.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
It's like a father watching his son graduate high school.
But
I need one more thing out of you.
Yes.
I need a no biggie.
Well, hold on.
And I need it from the toes right to the mouth. Like, really feel it.
You know,
you're a child actor. Give me a little.
You can't say no biggie today.
Here's why I can't say it.
You can't today, Tommy.
Here's the reason, and he knows why. Last night, after the Mets lost to the Braves, even you didn't do a no biggie.
Last night was a no biggie. But I didn't tweet it out because I'm getting the sense that Met fans are annoyed by the no biggie. And that's not the point of the no biggie. The no biggie is, oh, the Knicks don't have a head coach, no biggie. The Yankees can't score a run, no biggie. The Mets can't win a game, no biggie. But the no biggie is turning into where people are mad at me. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put it in the shelf. I'm going to put it in a little block box, and then we'll bust it out at another
time. You know what that's called?
Skipping the origin of the no biggie.
Yes.
The origin of the no biggie is you lose 14-point lead with 2 minutes and 14 seconds, 40 seconds left in the game. And game one, no biggie? Nah, it was kind of a biggie.
Well, at the time, it was a no biggie.
Yeah, but it's kind of a biggie.
Ended up being a biggie.
It is a biggie.
I would argue that losing a 14-point lead in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, much bigger biggie than getting swept by the Braves.
That was the Braves World Series, by the way.
Look, what happens next will tell the story. If the Braves are sparked and they make the playoffs and we see them again, then it is a major, major biggie. And they may. I think the Braves are a really talented team. Before the season started, I thought they were going to win the NL East. But the one thing I do feel good about is this is not the death spiral of the New York Mets. It's not. So who's with me, Met fans? We'll get to some of your calls. 888-808-1019. They are with me. They are with me. Though I did receive a text message from someone I know and trust who says, you say you're calm, but your voice is 3 octaves higher than normal. Calm down.
That's just because we're live at the Fanatics Fest. Right
thank you, Tim.
That's all that is.
Thank you. It's not that I'm nervous. It's that we're live. And we do have a great show today. Alex Rodriguez will stop by. CeCe Sabathia will stop by. And also, coming up at 5 o'clock, and I don't know the results. I'm so excited to see them. We are going to finally put an end to the King of New York debate. We had a very careful election here at WFN over the last few days, asking on-air talent, asking behind-the-scenes talent, who is the current king of New York sports? And there is a definitive answer, and we are going to have it coming up today at 5 o'clock.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it!
This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are live from Fanatics Fest 2025, which will be going on all weekend long. We'll be here for the rest of the day. We're going to have live broadcast all weekend long. I know Sean and Loogie are doing a show over the weekend. Big Mac, Keith McPherson, BT, Sal. I'll be doing the Rico Bronya here tomorrow, which is clouded in controversy because apparently Carlos Mendoza should not come on the podcast if the Mets lose a seventh straight game. I want them on the podcast if they lose a seventh straight game. If they win, it's boring.
They're not losing seven.
They better not.
They are not losing seven.
The other thing I tried to do to get positivity in my brain was I thought about other really good teams in our city's history and how they, too, have engaged in long losing streaks. In fact, the 2015 Mets, one of my favorite Met teams of all time, had a seven-game losing streak, which also included being swept by the Atlanta Braves.
And what happened that season?
They went to the World Series.
Well, there you go.
Now, unfortunately, they lost the World Series. But at this point, you know, you get me to the World Series, I'd be pretty happy.
I would agree.
I'll be pissed off after they lose, but I'll be pretty happy. One other thing before we get to your calls, I got to hand it to Tommy Lukauer. I listen when we all make predictions. Most people don't. It flies out of their mind.
Yeah.
Tommy Lukauer is the one person in America, and certainly in this city, who told us very calmly, we're getting a seventh game in the NBA Finals. And we are. Now, I don't know how many people give a rat's ass about it. I do. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Seventh games are awesome.
Yeah.
And good job by the Indiana Pacers last night taking care of business and forcing a seventh game. Now, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If the Pacers, well, quiet down, you bitter Knicks fans.
It actually might be a good thing. That means the Pacers are good.
Well, that's what I'm going to ask him. Like, if the Pacers win the NBA title, is it worse or does it give you pride that you lost to the NBA champions?
If the Pacers win the NBA title, it means the Knicks were the second best team in the league. In the NBA. So we get, not that I'm a big second place trophy guy, but it means we're in second place, and perhaps it means Indiana next year not as hungry. It's tough to go back to back. So you might clear the deck of the Pacers, which opens the clear path for the Knicks to get to the final.
I think you could take it
to the bank.
I think it grinds you more as a Knicks fan, because as a Knicks fan, you knew you should have beat the Pacers.
Yes.
And if the Pacers can beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, then you could have beaten the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's the problem with the Pacers winning.
I heard Gio's opinion on this morning, and he is a big Knicks fan, and he echoed exactly what you just said.
Right.
And I think that's the majority of Knicks fans, where, sure, you lost to the best team, but I think it leaves the question of, if they beat them, we could have beaten them. I think that absolutely adds to it. Now, what's great for me is I don't care. I put my feet up. I got a beer in my hand. Give me a game seven. Give me double overtime. Give me triple overtime. Give me a lot of free basketball. Avoid the offseason starting because it's going to be a disaster for me.
I actually forgot to watch.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
I swear. And it was a blowout when I turned it on.
Well, that was part of the problem. When I had it on, while the Met game was on. And so during commercial breaks, I would see it. I saw Pascal Siakam hit that buzzer beater, and it was like never really that close.
No.
And that's why I'm hoping we get a classic seventh game. That's what I'm hoping for.
But you know the way the NBA playoffs have been. Even a blowout last night, you can't count either of these two teams out. So you got to stick with it to the end. I hope we get one of those here in game
seven. Yeah, I hope so. I always think of one of the rare game sevens in my lifetime, because we haven't gotten a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're a basketball fan, how many game sevens have we really had in the last 30 years? I don't know if anybody remembers the 05 NBA Finals between the Detroit Pistons and the San Antonio Spurs. It went seven games, mm-hmm. and every game was ugly and a blowout. And then game seven was actually pretty entertaining. Right.
Was that the last one?
No, 2016.
All right.
2016, we had a Cleveland. That was probably one of the greats.
That is the one everybody remembers because of how iconic it was.
The LeBron block, right. Kyrie, Kevin Love. Yeah.
It just dawned on me. Evan, you want to come over for game seven?
Mets are playing the Phillies that night, so I'm going to be in my house watching both.
Okay. I invited you over.
But I appreciate the invite.
All right.
I was actually thinking about going to Philly. Like, that's on the table.
Excuse me?
I am thinking about going to Philly. And you know what I'm thinking?
Why? Why would you do that?
Because I think I have
Why would you do that to yourself?
Well, no, I love seeing my team on the road.
I know, but it's going to be chaos down there.
Yeah, it'll be fine. I think I've got a good card on my wife. I'm going to Europe in a few weeks, which has been her dream. So I'm going to be like, hey, you know, we are going to Europe in a few weeks. Can I go to Philly on Sunday Night Baseball?
The trip to Europe is your payback for being a crazy sports fan since you've known her.
That's true.
This is not like you get a reward now for going there.
Tommy, think about what he just set up, though. Going to Europe is his wife's dream. His dream is going to Philadelphia in June.
Wow. Right. To that dump.
Are you going to even enjoy Europe?
Oh, no, I am. Once I'm there, I'll enjoy it.
Okay.
I'm really...
Are you looking forward to it?
Here's my problem,
Are you worried you're going to miss Met games?
I'm a loser.
I'm not worried about the Met game thing. I'm actually looking forward to watching 1 a.m. Met games. Like, I think that's kind of cool and unique.
Yeah, because nobody will be bothering you.
Yeah. Everybody's going to be sleeping. The Mets are playing at 1 a.m. And for those that don't understand, there's a time zone difference in Europe. It's 6 hours, so do the math.
No, no, no.
I know that's tough, Tommy.
They understand that. What they don't understand is, when are you sleeping?
I'll figure it out. What I'm nervous about with Europe, Tiki, is the flight. I'm very anxious, not only about myself, but my kids getting through a 9-hour flight. Mm. That makes me anxious.
They'll be fine.
Okay.
They'll be playing Roblox. Especially because I just friended Jet on Roblox.
Jet and Tiki are friends on Roblox. How awesome is that?
Now I got to get them to play math games instead of whatever tower diving thing.
Can you pull that off, please?
Yes.
See, Tiki's a sleeper agent. Trying to get my kid to play educational games on Roblox.
So let me take you behind the scenes yesterday. Jet is in studio with us, and Evan wants him to read for half an hour. But Jet's like, no, I mean, you're talking. I'm not engaging with anybody. I want to play on my iPad. And Evan says, no, you can't. I said, wait, hold on, Evan. There is a game that they play, Roblox. My daughter got me on it, and there's a math game on it, and it's easy math.
Yes.
So go play that game. So now I have to get Jet to play math, whatever it is, on Roblox.
Tiki, now that
we're friends.
Tiki's a babysitter, basically. Yes. I've got him as an undercover babysitter.
A digital babysitter.
It's fantastic. Let's get to some of your Tiki calls. 888-808-1019. Not just any rabbit hole. The 8-year-old kid educational rabbit hole. Let's go to Anthony in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Anthony.
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Hope you guys are having fun there.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, man. What's up?
Going on. Listen, I disagree with you. I'm not worried about the hitting. I'm worried about the pitching. Here's why. I think the biggest thing these last few days, don't you see the difference between big-time starting pitching and mediocre, hodgepodge pitching like the Mets have? Like, in a big spot, don't you see the difference with Strider and these guys and even like a Wheeler tonight than when the Mets are trying to pitch there? Like, in a playoff, I'm scared with if the Mets had to face the Phillies or even the Braves in a wild card series than when the Mets have right now. The Mets have to get a big time frontline guy near the All Star break.
I'm not against getting a big time frontline arm.
But who is that? What's it cost?
Well, those are tough to get. They're usually not available. But here's what I push back on. When I look at the state of the Met rotation right now, I think they may have big time arms. David Peterson has pitched like a big-time arm for a full year.
Yeah.
So what I would ask for anyone who doesn't believe is, how much more do you need to see?
Yeah, especially if Kodai Senga comes back quickly from his hamstring injury and it's nothing, right? And he pitches to the lowest ERA in baseball as he had before he got hurt.
And he's another example of it. The negative on Kodai is staying healthy. And that is a legitimate question that needs to be asked because he's been brittle since he's come over. But Kodai Senga has pitched like a big-time starter. David Peterson has now gone a full year pitching like a big-time starter. And last year, we'll see if it's real, Sean Manaea pitched like a big-time starter. Mm-hmm. What's hurting the Mets right now is not that. What's hurting the Mets is everybody else.
Right,
is the fact that Manaea's not there. Senga's not there. Griffin Canning, who I have not mentioned in this big-time starter discussion, has regressed. And they're being forced to call upon a guy like Blake Tidwell to make a start today. But the argument of them not having a big-time arm, what have you not seen from Peterson in a year to say he's definitively not that?
Yeah, well, this is the one thing you can count on with David Stearns is he's not going to make an irrational decision. We saw this in the offseason. He's not irrationally going to go sign one of these older, aging pitchers who want these 8-year contracts. He's not going to do that. So there's no indication that he'll do that at the deadline either. I think you're better off, you're better served trusting what you have in-house. And if you get lucky at the deadline, then you jump on it. But otherwise, you can't plan to go overspend just because you feel like you're inferior with your starting lineup right now.
Sometimes when I'm very upset after a loss, I need to feel more pain before I feel better, if that makes any sense. Mm. So what I did is I watched our next caller do the tomahawk chop on a video camera for 5 minutes straight, and it actually did make me laugh and make me feel better, and that is John and Maspeth. So, John, I want to thank you for doing a douchely filled tomahawk chop last night.
It's the only way to celebrate, man. It's the only way to celebrate, you know? And, you know, I called earlier this week, and you kind of brushed it off, but listen, ever since my reverse drinks drive-by, because last week, you know, you were saying, you know, it might have something to do with the turnaround when the Mets went 9-2, but I did my reverse drinks drive-by, 0-6, Senga on the IL, Max Kranich on the IL, McGill on the IL, lost the division lead. It's all been downhill since then, so I might have to make a little deal with the Mets here, you know?
I hate
you. Seems like I got the voodoo doll.
Ooh, does John and Maspeth need to save the Mets season?
Yeah, how are you going to save the Mets season? Like, what can you do to save my season? I'll make a deal with you. What do you want? You want me to give you, like, a free buffet or something?
Person.
What do you want? What?
I need Juan Soto to acknowledge me as his tribal chief.
Shut your mouth. All right, look at that. I was going to give him, like, a Yankee ticket or something like that. Give him something to keep him happy, and then he could do, like, a reverse drive-by. I think what
you could tell Mindy that. When you talk to Mindy, tell him that you need Juan Soto in one of his press conferences to acknowledge John as the tribal chief.
Yeah, that'll go well.
All of a sudden, maybe they'll start winning.
Imagine if I describe that to Carlos and say, hey, Mindy, here's what I need. There's this really nice, overweight Yankee fan who drives by Citi Field cursing out the franchise. Can you do me a favor and get Juan Soto to acknowledge him? That'll turn the Mets season around. That'll go over well.
Hello, Mindy.
Was that necessary?
What? Which part?
I need to speak for the overweight community. He's just a nice man that drives past Citi Field. Why'd you have to throw in overweight?
Because that's what everyone else sees when he's doing
Come
his
videos.
On. He's also a Yankee fan.
He is. Yeah. You know what I thought about yesterday as a way to reverse jinx the Mets? Because that's what we do as desperate, dumb sports fans. We think, oh, you jinxed this. We jinxed this. We have to reverse jinx. I was almost thinking that you and I, Sean, have to argue who stinks more, the Mets or the Yankees, and that somehow would reverse what happened a week ago.
Well, they just won. He can't do that.
I know. Yankees winning kind of screwed up the whole thing.
Yeah, the Yankees do have a better record since that discussion, just for whatever reason.
They do. But you know what? Watch this. Watch this, Mets fans. The Yankees have won one game in a week. Uh-huh. They just had this brutal losing streak that they ended yesterday afternoon. Don't you feel good right now as a Yankee fan?
No.
Really?
I feel good that they're about to play the Baltimore Orioles. I don't feel good that yesterday erased what the bad week
was. They had 12 hits.
Yeah.
The bats are alive again. Have to feel better.
Well, okay, so there's layers of feeling better, right? Yeah. I feel better. Like, this team's not going to fall out of the playoffs, but I feel concerned about all the things we saw the last week rearing their ugly head later.
I get the concerns, and look, what I was trying to say, even though you don't feel that way, which I respect, is
one win changes everything.
I
understand that.
Brandon Nimmo actually said that after the game last night. I completely agreed with him, and then he started quoting Major League. Win one, you win one, you win two. It's a winning streak. It has happened. It has happened before. Like, I think the Mets winning tonight would actually change the mood of every Mets fan.
But it should. You're playing the Phillies. The Yankees beat the Angels. I know you can only beat who's in front of you, and I understand that, but I do think a Met win tonight is completely different than the way the Yankee fans should feel finally stealing one back from the Angels.
And also a win tonight would be amazing because you do it on the road, like you said, against the division rival, and you do it against Zach Wheeler.
Right, who has his eyes on retirement.
Yes, which is good. 3 years from now, but nevertheless, he has it. Let's go to Ray in Brooklyn. Hey, Ray.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Listen, I just wanted to call because I heard you guys are going to have on A-Rod today, and I know he gets a lot of hate from a lot of people, including some dumb Yankee fans. I happen to be a huge Yankee fan, so I wanted to give kudos to Sean, who is one of the only guys with, I don't know how to put it, but the cojones to actually give A-Rod his credit on the station and hang his jersey.
The guy delivered
the last championship.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
We had. I'm extremely grateful. I don't care about, you know, any of the other stories. And how about this? The Yankees are perhaps the organization that I love the most in my sports fandom. However, I feel like they treated A-Rod unfairly. They were highly hypocritical. You know, they got in bed with John B. and Clemens and everybody else. And all of a sudden, they want to nullify the guy's contract. You know, as if they didn't know, you know, about the other guys. And I feel like Derek Jeter, the captain, did the fan base, the organization, a disservice by not accepting this guy. If he would have accepted him, we might have two or three more titles.
Yeah.
If he would have been able to rely.
I think Jeter accepted him.
It's all Jeter's fault. Go ahead.
That's a lie. Why are you letting the blasphemy? Why are you letting him tell non-truths?
Why, you disagree with that?
Of course I do. I don't think Derek Jeter was the reason that A-Rod wasn't accepted. Are you kidding? That's ridiculous.
He sort of was.
No, he was not.
Look, there were parts.
They were boys. I saw him shirtless in some stupid magazine years before.
But Jeter has admitted when he came to New York, he couldn't understand why somebody would give up their position. There were just little moments where I think if Jeter was just like, he's a Yankee, giving up. I think we were looking
for
Jeter.
Do you want him to give up his spot?
No. But I don't know. It's hard to explain.
No, it's not.
It always felt like Jeter and A-Rod were internal rivals on their own team, and Jeter did nothing to stop that. I'm not blaming Jeter for that, but I understand for people looking at that. But the bottom line is this. He's right. A-Rod should be a king in this town. More on that later. He's done way more for New York than Jalen Brunson ever has. And the last Yankee championship, he carried them to. There's no reason to dislike him.
Yeah, I think enough time has gone by where every Yankee fan who maybe was on the fence about him has to be on the other side and be thankful.
Oh,
because 2009, where he led them to a championship, like you said, it was a long time ago, and they haven't won since.
That's
I think
right.
Actually the longer they go without winning, the more it kind of adds
right. You
to what A-Rod brought in 2009.
Well, they work together now.
They did, and they walked together forever for that. Look, I appreciate him. If any Yankee fan doesn't, I'll have to tell you, there's a chance I break down in tears when I see him on set in a little
Are
bit.
You going to try to hug him?
I can't do that to him because he's going to be dressed nice and I'm covered in orange and blue paint.
I know, but if you're really emotional about the guy and you love him, shouldn't you give him a big hug? I think that would show him a lot.
Kiss on the cheek?
I mean, what's it going to suggest?
Kiss
that?
My fat cheek.
I think you go in for the hug, though.
All right, I'll hug him.
Because he'll shake your hand, right? He's a classy guy.
Should.
He comes over, he shakes your hand. And as he's shaking your hand, and do it in slow motion so he sees it's coming, go in for the hug. Just go in. Go move your left arm, put it around him.
I think I got it. If I give a good handshake, though, I'm not washing my hands all weekend.
No, I get you.
I might sniff him tonight.
No, I mean, look, you've done a lot for this man. You got his number retired at WFAN.
That's right.
Right.
And he's done a lot for me. Without that, we're looking at 2,000.
No, trust me, I understand. And I also think, I remember we spoke to A-Rod in the World Series, during the World Series, and I said this to him, and it's so true. Aaron Judge is maybe position player-wise the greatest New York Yankee since Mickey Mantle.
Right.
He's putting up stats in the regular season that rival everybody. It's amazing, right? But the thing that's missing are those big postseason moments. And A-Rod can relate to that because when he came over in 04, he struggled in 04 in the ALCS. He struggled in 05 in the DS. He struggled in 06 where he got dropped in the batting order. He struggled in 07. Like, he had put up so many years in a row of coming up small, and then 2009 changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
And A-Rod knows what Aaron Judge is going through.
Right.
And he lives to talk about it because he came out with a championship. Well, he's a hero.
Well, and that's why he is a hero, because he survived it. He figured it out. But I also think it's just baseball. If you ask A-Rod back then, why couldn't you hit in the postseason? I guarantee you he didn't have an answer. Just like Aaron Judge doesn't have an answer why he can't hit in the postseason. Eventually, you just do because you're a good baseball player. And ultimately, that's what's going to happen with Aaron Judge. They're going to keep getting to the postseason because that's what the Yankees do, and eventually Judge is going to have that season.
We do need an answer on something else. Why has that Eagle fan not been removed from watching our show right now? Sir, this is a Giants town. Please leave.
I tell you, I've been walking around this place. A lot of jerseys of foreign teams, as I like to say.
Oh, yes, they are.
This is not exclusive New York around here. I mean, there are.
It's just fanatics. It's fanatics from everywhere.
Yeah. How about these kids? Yankee suits pinstripe.
Oh, that's classy.
That's dope.
That's some classy stuff right there. I want to see you wearing that for a big Yankee playoff game.
I like it. That might be my new... I'm stealing your style, kids.
By the way, Sean is now dressed with the orange and blue kind of crayon marker paint on his face. It leaves something to be desired.
Yeah, you need a Tracy here. Tracy would have done it right.
All right. First of all, you're forgetting one thing. What the problem with the orange is, I am orange. So it's hard to blend in. Yeah. What do you want me to do? I had a kid paint my entire head here.
No, and he did a good job.
What do you want me to do?
It works. It looks silly enough. That's all that matters.
You know what I think? I think what I envisioned when we made this bet 2 months ago was like really bright paint. That's what I thought.
Okay, but really bright paint wouldn't come off me all weekend.
Well, whose problem is that?
Mine for believing in your Mets. How about that?
Well, did I force you to believe in my Mets?
No.
You're the one who decided, hey, they're going to win the NL East going away.
And
that was your call, not my call.
I was wrong.
And they still might, by the way.
They still.
Just not wire to wire.
Can you come clean that you only did it basically to put the hex on the Mets?
What?
That you did it as a sarcastic... No. Negative, I hope I'm wrong kind of shindig.
Juan Soto's one of my favorite players in baseball. These are my Mets, and I believed them.
So you're just flat out wrong?
Yeah, I was
wrong. No, he's flat out lying.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, he's full of it. He thought they would blow it in September, and it would be the big parade, and he would be like the Rose Bowl parade captain coming down the street, and it would all be about him as the Mets are dying on the vine.
So
you play off the bet in June, and it goes out like a fart in church.
Exactly. The funny part was, they fall behind Philadelphia. He loses. Then the Mets get hot again. Right. They go back ahead of Philly.
Right.
I thought this was going to be great. He's going to have to pay his fine, and the Mets are going to win the division anyway. But obviously, we're in a battle right now. The Mets are tied for first place as they go into tonight's game against the Phillies. We'll get back to your phone calls. Mets fans, are you as nervous as your brethren? Do you think this is the beginning of the end, or is this really just the beginning of the new season? The pennant race season. Plus, we'll get to the Yankees, who get set for a big weekend against the Baltimore Orioles with their ace on the mound. The toll-free number is 888-808-1019. A-Rod will join us a little bit later on. CC Sabathia will join us. Plus, we will find out once and for all who is the true king of New York sports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.